from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Sheridan Show.
Well, I'm awake now. I think everybody in a tri-state area is awake. They're awake in Illinois, Indianapolis.
I thought we'd try something a little different just to make sure people are listening.
Well, you got my attention right now.
Yeah, what are we talking about today?
We're back in this letter that we're gleaning much profit from.
By the way, how many questions did he ask? Three?
He has three points.
What question are we on?
We rubbed number one. That's not bad. That's the second week, and the mailbag is going to be really...
I wonder
off.
When my sweetheart's going to come back with another mail.
Maybe sometime late next year when we're done with this one.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
But chances are we'll get some more. Yeah, most of the mail is positive, but how exciting is it if we sit here and just read how great we are all the time? Martin and Dan, you guys changed my life.
Yeah, blah, blah,
love
blah.
You, love you, love you. I listen to you every day. There's a couple in South Africa that when they get dressed for work in the morning, they're listening to our show on the internet.
Nice.
Yes, and there's a guy in Holland who rides his bike to work.
I bet you because of that, their hair looks just a little bit neater that day.
Yeah.
Their smile is just a little bit brighter.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
And a guy drives on his bike,
a guy
listens
to us on his iPod through the streets of Amsterdam. So,
nice.
I mean, we have a worldwide audience, and we thank everybody for listening. And again, feel free to write us. I love to hear from our listeners. It's good to know that we're making an impact, positive or negative, preferably positive. If you go to my website, martinzender.com, you'll find a little tab on the left that says Return to Zender. Now that is, you don't have nothing like that on your website, you know?
My website is not like yours. Yours
no,
is full
it's
of
not.
Sound and fury signifying nothing. Mine has substance and class and style. So go to Cross and Throne.
Cross and Throne struts and frets its hour upon the stage and then is seen no more. It is that's Cross and Throne.
All right, let's
we're going to get on with this letter.
Are we still on question one?
Yeah, the real name of this individual, who dialed us in is not Pistol Pete, but of course we're protecting his identity because
his real name is Jack Benny, but we're not going to call him that.
Yeah, but we're not going to call him that. It's just this is so standard, standard issue Christian rhetoric and concerning. Paul saying, do not be deceived, no sexually immoral person, idolater, adulterer, all those list of sins. This is what Pistol Pete's comment is on. A good thing Paul is not around now. He'd be imprisoned for the hate crime of denying homosexuals heaven.
Brother.
Paul would deny homosexuals heaven.
Did we not just read 1 Corinthians 6? Did
yes.
we not?
Yes, we did. He's denying, according to him, that Paul's denying them heaven.
So in other words, salvation.
They're lost.
Salvation is by quit sinning.
Depends on works. Now, interesting, isn't it, that Pistol Pete brings up homosexuality? He picks the worst sin, what we would consider the worst sin in this bunch.
I wonder if Pistol Pete has ever coveted something.
That's what I'm getting at. Because look what else is in here. I point this out to people all the time. As soon as they start listing this, reading this passage off to me. People overlook this. Right in between here, sandwiched in between thieves and drunkards, two sins after homosexuals and two sins before swindlers, we have greedy people. Right sandwiched in the middle of this list of sins is greedy people.
And greed is simply to desire more.
To desire more. And so this is what Pistol Pete should have said. Too bad. Good thing Paul isn't around now. He'd be in prison for the hate crime of denying people who want more out of life heaven. If you want more out of life,
if you want more than you should have.
If your house isn't big enough for you, if you look at your neighbor's car and go, I wish I had a car like
you're
that.
You're going to hell,
you
according
are
to Pistol
denied
Pete.
Denied heaven.
You're tortured. You're dead.
You're going to be tortured.
And by the way,
forever.
If you're a thief, if you've ever stolen something, you're going to hell forever, according to Pistol Pete. Even if you name the name of Christ and you steal somebody's pencil.
And all you male prostitutes out there, I just want to tell you, you're in the same category as greedy people.
Well, Pistol Pete's got a sexual fixation there.
He does.
He's there's a fixation. And you ever notice some of these preachers, that big popular Billy Sunday, he loves sin, that man. You ever see him preach? He loved it. It's all he talked about. He wanted to be a sin buster. And when these preachers are constantly talking about short skirts and homosexuals, it makes you wonder what they do when the door is closed.
Yeah.
And my opinion is the preachers talking the most about homosexuality and perversion are the most perverted homosexuals around.
It happens more than you'd like to be comfortable
with. But, of course,
with.
They're exempt from the judgment when they practice it when they're on their internet watching porn. I mean, it's a fact. It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact. Those preachers are up there slamming fornication, are watching porn in their offices.
Yeah.
It's a fact. It's a proven fact.
Well, most people watch porn in their offices.
It's just the way it is. So let's cut the baloney. Let's cut the baloney.
All right.
And this guy here is pointing out, and let's put it this way. People, you have a body. It's corrupt. You're heading to a grave. You sin because you're mortal. It's a fact. It cannot affect your justification. Paul's exhortation of 1 Corinthians 6 is, you and I as believers have been given God's Spirit. And as we dwell on what God teaches us to dwell on, we won't commit these things as much as we used to.
Boy, you sure slipped one in there.
No, as much.
So you don't watch as much porn as you used to?
No, and I don't covet as much as I used to.
Well, we all used to do
that. I covet.
According to
Pistol Pete, I'm going to hell. But I see things that I want that others have. And I look and say, I wish I had that. And then I catch myself. I say, you know what? I should be content. I should be satisfied. And I warn myself. I shouldn't be like that.
It says all things are lawful.
But it's lawful for you.
But
it never affects my life with God. I am a believer in Christ. You cannot. You have to first knock Christ out of heaven before you knock me out. Because the Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ.
You notice, and we talked about verse 12 last week, but all is allowed me, but not all is expedient. Pistol Pete doesn't bring up this verse. This is part of the context.
Yeah.
Paul's saying all is allowed me. I wonder if all means all. Is adultery allowed me? Is homosexuality allowed me? Is greed allowed me? Is drunkenness allowed me? Apparently so.
Allowed you in the sense that it doesn't affect your life. I mean, it doesn't affect your justification.
It can't. Because 2 Timothy 1:9 says that and go to this passage, folks. Don't believe me. It's here. You need to go to this after you read 1 Corinthians 6. You're getting shook up reading 1 Corinthians 6, but you need to go to 2 Timothy 1:9, which says that we are called not in accord with our acts. Paul says, suffer evil with me in accord with the evangel and the power of God who saves us. And calls us with a holy calling, not in accord with our acts.
And by the way, 1 Corinthians 10, the same verse is used in connection with idolatry.
And there's a lot more to idolatry than putting a stone statue in your living room and worshiping it.
And in each case, Paul's saying it's not the ideal thing. It's not expedient. It doesn't help.
Right. We should point this out, too. We're also not saying that all lusts are illegitimate lusts. Christianity loves to condemn human nature.
They
love to take legitimate hungers, legitimate desires, whether it's a ham sandwich or a beautiful woman, and say that is automatically sinful, or music, or dancing, or playing, making merry in your heart. Christianity for years has condemned these things, and that sort of attitude brought us into the Middle Ages, if I'm not mistaken. The squelching of everything natural.
Yeah.
And it took the era of enlightenment to bring these things back, that these are legitimate pleasures. God has made all things for our use, Romans chapter 14.
Of course you mean biblical enlightenment, not Voltaire.
Yeah, biblical enlightenment. Yeah.
Not the French Revolution.
No, we are not interested in the French
we
Revolution.
We are not interested in the French Revolution.
Care. They are stupid.
We are interested in biblical
the
teaching.
Word of God.
Right, where are we at now?
I don't
know. Let's
How
go
should
on.
I know? Oh, listen, I want to talk about the word allotment.
Allotment.
You boxed me out there under the hoop last week.
I did.
You got the rebound, and you ran down the floor, and you dunked it, and I was happy for you.
It was not a dunk. It was a reverse dunk.
Well, I was happy for
Between
you.
Between my legs.
Yeah, I was happy for you, then I got a little jealous, you know. But so I'm going to don't hurt yourself over there. I'm going to grab this and run with it here on allotment.
Go ahead, run.
Because as I pointed out, and people are probably waiting when we're going to get to it, I said that the word allotment is in the concordant literal New Testament, and it is not in Pistol Pete's version. So I'm going to go back to, once again, 1 Corinthians 6. Are you not aware that the unjust shall not be enjoying the allotment of God's kingdom? Dan, you agree with me that, do you agree with me, I'm asking, that an allotment is a special place in God's kingdom? An allotment. The Israelites received their special place. There's an allotment. There is a calling. There is a place that is above and beyond what I would call a common salvation. That's really kind of a bad term.
I believe there is that, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure that you're applying it to this context.
1 Corinthians 6, yes.
Okay, I do. I say that there are people, okay, who do these things as careers. They're drunkards, they're homosexuals, they're greedy. They do it as a career. We all slip now and then, and we covet our neighbor's goods. Or our neighbor's wife. God forbid. But there are people who do this for a career. Now, we believe once saved, always saved. But there is a career center who could disqualify himself, don't get nervous now, from ruling and reigning with Christ, which is above and beyond salvation. Can I go to 2 Timothy 2? You know where I'm going?
I know where you're going.
All right. I believe that this is what's entailed in this allotment. I'm in 2 Timothy 2:11. I hope this clarifies something for some people. I'm just praying that, okay? I'm putting this out there. Faithful is the saying, for if we die together with Christ, we shall be living together also, okay? This is salvation. Christ died. One died for the sake of all. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, consequently all died. We were baptized into Christ's death before we were born, unless any of you were alive 2,000 years ago. We died together with Christ, therefore we shall be living together also. This life he's speaking of is aeonian life. It's the common lot of all believers. I hesitate to use the word common there in conjunction with aeonian life, but there's something above and beyond aeonian life. There is ruling and reigning. Because look what Paul says next. You got to really keep your balance here. If we are enduring, we shall be reigning together also. There's some advantage to be had to be enduring in the faith. If we are disowning, he will be disowning us. You probably experienced this, Dan. Many people have come to me saying, this proves that you can do something to lose your salvation. He says, if we are disowning, he will be disowning us. Can he be disowning us for salvation? No, because the following verse, verse 13, says, if we are disbelieving, he is remaining faithful. He cannot disown himself. If you're a believer, and if you disbelieve, or if you say, I'm tired of all this crap, I want to go be a homo and covet my neighbor's car, and you just never think about this the rest of your life, you cannot be disowned by Jesus Christ. However, you are not enduring, and you can lose a place. You can lose an allotment, a special place in the kingdom where you rule and reign with Christ. That's my take on it. Sheridan gets a chance tomorrow to rebut that, and I assume he's going to by the look on his face.
I'm going to wake up now.
And we will be back tomorrow.
Show over?
The show's over.
What happened?
I blinded him with science. It's a shame you missed it. But Dan, you can go to the archive of this show so you can listen to it at www.martinsunder.com.
I don't go there. Instead, I go somewhere classy like crossandthrone.com.
Sound and fury signifying nothing.
Yep.
I'm Martin Zender.
Go to crossandthrone.com.
So go to crossandthrone.com. God help you.